Last time on the Weebcast.
So you said Kiritsugu is Emiya's stepfather. You're wrong. He's actually the father who stepped up.
What the fuck are you... What are you talking about? Shiki's not an MTO. And then I screenshotted the picture of her. And he's like, no!
Karma, I'll destroy you. Even if it costs my own life.
Like, if you're not fucking playing her game or watching her anime before you read her doujin, you're fucking freak, okay?
Yeah, it's easy to say, you know, buy her game, but it takes a lot of courage and intellect to actually play it.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Weebcast. I am Tony, and today I am joined by Jejun.
What is up, gamers?
Frigg.
What is up, gamers? We are coming at you live from Planetoon.
Yeah.
We're talking about a lot of upcoming games, you know, a lot of upcoming consoles that I want to work on.
Yeah. Who's on your list?
Top list. I think personally, you know, I think that Switch Lite is going to be very fuckable. You know,
that's already out. You have
PS5. Okay, I think PS5 is probably going to be pretty fuckable, but she's probably going to be. I don't know. She probably doesn't want to give it up though. She probably wants to be like a Chi and withhold the cunning from me.
Well, yeah. They're snoy now. Like, she doesn't even have any lewd parts. Like, her armpits are fully covered now. She's, in a burqa. It sucks.
Yeah, you're going to rip off that burqa, and there's going to be another burqa under it, bro.
Yeah.
It's not hot. Anyway, today, if you couldn't tell, we are going to be talking about Hyperdimension Neptunia. Now, this is a... It is an anime, but it's not known for being an anime. The anime is kind of a side thought. It's more a series of games that are incredibly autistic and not very fucking good. They're pretty bad. I think we've all played at least one of them.
Yeah.
I think I have the most experience with this series.
Yes, Tone is a really big nethead.
Yeah, okay. Neptunia is probably the most autistic thing I've ever, liked, you know?
Yeah, it really... to me, it strikes a similar chord of, insane schizophrenic as Cells at Work, you know, the idea of, you know... What if video game consoles were anime girls, and every time you didn't buy her game, she cried?
Yeah.
That's my interpretation from playing it. I have Hyper Dimension Neptunia Rebirth 2 Sisters Generation. And I bought that one because it sounded like it was going to be also Emoto's. And it was. It very much was.
Yeah.
Wasn't disappointed by it.
You might be thinking, Tony, why did you play Hyper Dimension Neptunia? You don't like RPGs. You don't really not that big in the MOA. And you're right, I'm not. But when I played this, I was, I don't know, 15, 16, and I really liked Payday 2. I was big, played it every fucking day. I've played an obscene amount of Payday 2. It's one of my favorite games ever. And if you get into Payday 2 modding, you'll find a lot of Neptunia guys there. It's fucking weird. There's this big fucking overlap.
Yeah, there's a 100% overlap between, you know, Payday 2 fans and Neptunia enjoyers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
TF2 and Toohoo.
It's fucking weird, because, I remember back in the day, I would, meet people on Payday 2, and I'm like, oh, I'd add them. And it's oh, this guy has every Neptunia game in his library, and he has 1,000 hours in them. And this happened multiple times. I go on, mod sites, and it's, a bunch of Neptunia mods. And it's insane that there's so much overlap. But that's how I initially heard of it.
I like the idea, you know, there's kind of a subtext there of, like, corruption, you know, where, you know, you want to take all these wholesome anime game consoles that want you to buy her game, and now they're professional thieves that go and rob banks, which is pretty ironic, yeah. considering yeah. The premise of most of the games is that piracy is, like, the big bad villain that they're all yeah. fighting, so I think that's kind of funny.
Yeah, so I eventually, they had a physical release of the first three games on Steam, and I got that for like $10, because no one bought it, because no one wanted it, so it was like really discounted, and I played it, I kind of enjoyed it. It's, the games aren't very good, like the gameplay kind of sucks, the translation is very loose. They take a lot of liberties. The voice acting isn't bad for what it is. But for some reason, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah. You could say, yeah, that's what the kids call it these days, I guess. Yeah, I did as well. But yeah, so the anime spinoff, when did they decide to animate this?
That was 2013, wasn't it?
2013, so when did the game come out? Because, like, we gotta talk about, like, the studio that did the anime, it is not, David. Like... Yeah, it's... David but it's
Productions, isn't it?
It's David, kind of David Production, yeah. I'll be honest, I don't... You may know that name, I personally don't. That's the studio that does JoJo, and, like, JoJo looks really good. Like the animation, I haven't seen the show. I'm sure it's great. It looks good.
Okay, but, the first game came out in 2010, and then the one I played, Mark II, came out the year after. That's the original version of the game Frigg played.
Oh yeah. By the way, if you're interested in playing these at all, just skip the first game because it has no relevance to the story in the second game. The second game is literally just a remake of the first game's story, but with little sisters.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's much better.
So better.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
Gear.
We've got yeah. you know, we've got Nef Gear. We've got you know, Uni. Got. I don't really care about the Corbo Nintendo DS character. I don't really care yeah, about them.
That's Corbo shit.
What's the other one that's pretty good, though?
Kampa?
Kampa.
Well, like Kampa's always good. Yeah, Kampa's great. Who's Xbox's sister?
Xbox doesn't have a sister. The sister's supposed to be the handheld, so they didn't make like a Microsoft handheld.
Hmm. No, instead she gets an autistic companion, Bing. Yeah, we just call her Bing, and she ends. And she's like a Pokemon, so she ends every sentence with Bing.
Yeah. There's Plutia. She's like she takes both ends of the Corbo spectrum, because she's the Corbo Lolly, but she also becomes the Corbo Mommy.
Yeah,
and, that was some very advanced yeah. Corbo shit right there.
I give her
yeah, they really did
points, a though. She's got Fumos.
Yeah, yeah. Plutia likes to create Fumos for all the other characters, and that's really based. We're yeah. big Fumo chads here.
Yeah. So Fumo show now.
Now, personally, I had never had heard of Neptunia at all until. I watched the Chris Chan documentary, and I got yes. you know, caught up to speed about Christery. You know, that's the first experience I had with Neptunia.
Yeah.
So my initial thoughts going in was, okay, this is going to be the most fucking schizophrenic, autistic shit you've ever seen. And I wasn't disappointed. But I have to give him props. You know, it's not bad. I think he may, you might could just say that he has good taste, at least with this.
I mean, here's the thing.
Yeah. It's got all of my favorite things in it. It's got dumb yeah. shit about computers, dumb shit about emotos.
It's got everything. I do distinctly remember rewatching a Chris Chan video and seeing a Precure figure in the background. So,
oh shit! Well, actually, Precure was in the old school Chris Chan comics, like the original series. Yeah, dude. Yeah, they did like Cure Chris... Black and Cure White, and they did like their Cure... special attack. Okay. They like hold hands and do the lightning blast or whatever.
One of Chris Chan's gal pals got him really into
Megan Schroeder.
Megan Schroeder got him into all kinds of Maho Shoujo stuff, so he was really big into Madoka and Precure,
yeah,
and Sailor Moon.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about the Chris Chan insanity a little later. We all love Chris here, though we watch him from a safe distance.
We watch him from a safe distance, and we still believe that someone, you know, I think he just needs to get medically put out of this misery. But
oh, no. Oh man, yeah. Could you tell us what Neptunia is about, like the anime?
Sure. So the core premise is that you have this world or planetoon, I guess. They kind of keep skipping between calling it a planetoon, which implies it's a planet, and then country, which implies it's just a single landmass. But you know, they flip flop back and forth. But anyway, there's this world where all of the various manufacturers of console, we've got Snoy, Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sega, for some reason. All are vying for shares, and shares are basically some sort of numerical representation of how much faith the gamer republic has in their various consoles. So you have all these four console manufacturers all sign a friendship agreement, which basically just says that they're not going to fight each other anymore, and instead they're going to do a bunch of, you know, Yuri bait shit on the screen instead. And so it kind of just goes through their journey for about 15 episodes of their various encounters with the baddies, and it's kind of like a flavor of the week style. It's a typical Maho Shoujo where there's a flavor of the week enemy that they fight, and then at the end of that their shares go up, and then they sometimes go down, and so forth. And they have little conflicts between one another. This particular anime, though, is 110% like fan service for the Okino Tomodachi crowd. You know, it's not this is not an anime. This is not a Maho Shoujo series for small children. This is solely for the big friends.
Yep.
Yes.
I was gonna ask which character did you guys think was best girl? I was gonna, cause that's the most Kampa, important topic. Definitely. Oh yeah,
yeah.
I liked Xbox girl because she was a sensual and voluptuous Aryan goddess with massive giant titties that flop and jiggle everywhere, even as a titty window for appreciating them. Basically, if you want a vision of the future, imagine Bert's big, fat, floppy, juicy, trad Aryan Hyperborean milkers filled with leaky, sweet, delicious vril energy, smothering a human face forever.
Yep. Yeah. My favorite was, I liked Uni, which was Noir's little sister. She's very cute. I also like Nep Gear, but Nep Gear is... we'll get into this later when we talk about, you know, this was an English dub, the one that we watched, and it's going to be a weird break from a Weebcast tradition in that this will be the first time we just only went for the dub, because you really shouldn't even bother with the sub for this anime. It's really only worth watching as the dub because it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, the dub is not good. It takes a lot of liberties. Yeah, if you're autistic, you will fucking hate the dub. And if you're autistic, you'll probably love it too. But like, if you're autistic about like it being accurate, you're gonna fucking shit yourself, dude.
If you're purist about translation accuracy, yeah, you'll hate it. But at the same time, the dub is very enjoyable because of how just retarded it is.
How shitty it is, yeah.
Yeah.
However, I
think they had decent voice actors. Like, it wasn't like, it's not like a typical dub where, like, you just hear, like, annoying white women. They were still probably annoying white women, but they did mostly keep on script of remembering to sound like cute anime girls and not like, whores.
They didn't sound awful, I guess. It wasn't the worst. It could have been a lot worse than it was. I obviously, if you're going 100% Coomer mode, like, yeah, obviously, Japanese, you're going to get more mileage out of that. I think that's fair to say.
I still felt like the voices, matched, because I played the game in Japanese.
Yeah.
So I know what the characters are supposed to sound like, and I think that they did a pretty good job with selecting the voice actors.
Yeah, yeah. I think
like, none of them sound out of place or weird.
Like, say what you will about Nep's, you know, fucking her dialogue in the dub.
Yeah, that's where they take the liberties with script writing. That's where they take all their liberties.
It's the like most with her
making the characters say ridiculous, stupid jokes. Like Nep, they basically make Nep Gear is like a pot smoker or something. That's my interpretation of what they were going for when they rewrote her whole character. She's just like a stoner chick, one of the boys, the tomboy kind of character.
Are you talking about Neptune, not Nepgear?
Nepgear's
the motor.
I keep which one has Neptune is the one that has two D pads on her head.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. I keep forgetting that hair, because Neptune, despite being the older sister, looks younger because she's shorter, and Nepgear is taller, but looks more like a Chiyu.
Yeah, she's a square.
She's definitely a Chiyu. okay, back into it. My brain fucking broke again. The voice acting isn't bad. The script is bad. There are mods for the games that like make the script less cringy, which honestly I think makes the experience worse overall. Like, I'm not gonna say, like, it was unironically funny, but the awful, cringy translation definitely kept me going through these games. And they're a fucking slog. Grindy as shit and not that fun.
It's it's probably some of the worst that a dungeon crawler style RPG has to offer. It's probably bottom tier among, like, just because this whole game, you don't really, like, you don't really get that many, like, you don't get, like, armor or, like, new weapons or much of anything that really helps you out. It's mainly just, like, killing thousands and thousands of trash mobs to get rare drops that let you, like, buy the shit in the shop that lets you put or cosmetic walking, humor stuff on your characters.
Or walking around the dungeons and hitting the scan button. Over and
over again. That's another thing. The game has a huge focus on finding these rare drops that you won't just see them. You have to scan to find them. And the scan radius is so short. It's like a little, it's kind of like a radar, basically. You have to spam that thing constantly, and it makes the most annoying ear-piercing noise every time you use it. It sounds like a busted elevator chime. And you have to spam that constantly while, like, running around the edge of a dungeon to, like, find the rare shit that you have to get. And the actual, like, the grind for stats in the game is even worse because it's one of those RPGs where you get experience for a character by using them rather than just, like, feeding them materials like other RPGs. So what this means is, like, you get a new party member and you're excited to use them and they do no damage and you have to just grind for fucking hours to get that party member up to speed with everybody else.
Usually when you get a new party member, they're pretty decent level.
They usually start out, their level starts out scaled with
yours. Frigg wants it to be like FGO.
I want it to be like FGO where you get XP materials that you just feed them.
Yeah, or Genshin.
Because I don't want to use fucking Pishi. Even though you get her and she's good, I don't want to use her. I want to use Noir because she's cute. I want to use Uni because she's cute. I want to use Nepgear, and I want to use, like, I would like to use Kampa, but Kampa is so unusable and bad in the late game that, like, you just can't. But I like
IF
using
Kampa
IF as well.
Are, like, two of the best characters, but they're completely useless.
I think IF is still usable in the late game just because she has a really nice AoE attack, but it consumes so much energy to use that like you're not going to get to use it a lot.
I think she's pretty usable. She's got a pretty nice pussy attack.
That's true, yeah. Notable big names in the voice actors for the game. Not sure about for the English dub, but in the game we have Tosaka Ren voices IF. And that's pretty nice. I like that. Her character also looks very similar visually to Ren.
Yeah.
So I like that. I didn't care about any of the other characters because I didn't see Chiwa Saito up there. So there's no Tamamo in the game that I know of.
No.
But we got Ren. That's
no Ilya. Freak don't care. Neptune is the third cure from Pre-Cure Max Heart.
Oh shit!
So like the
She fucking sucks.
Yeah, yeah, she's the worst.
Wait a minute, you said it's called Pretty Cure Max Heart?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, yeah, dude. As you know from Neptunia, the nomenclature for all the CPU goddesses is a color heart. So I mean, I think this confirms there's going to be a Pre-Cure and Pre-Cure Neptunia collab. Not to mention in the opening theme song. The show, they say cure, pure, something, Destiny Tripper or something like that. I don't know. It's just a bunch of gibberish. Tripper. Yeah, yeah.
We watched the intro 12 times. You never skipped it. Like, you
never skipped
it
because I loved it so much. The intro is just a bunch of Japanese girls. It's nice. It's a bunch of Japanese girls just like singing English, random English words that don't mean anything strung together.
The ending is a fucking bop. I love when they're like, here we go, good to go, Neptune. Like, that's fucking.
Yeah, and all the characters are bouncing around on like a giant pair of Vert's titties that are like bouncing all the other characters up in the air. Chibi Fumos.
Yeah, dude. Like in the OP where they say Pink Link and then Pichu does like a retard swirl and fucking falls over. That always like, that's like the Giga Chad going like, yes, that is based. I would never skip the OP.
Yep.
Yes.
But I guess at its core, Neptunia is, it's a game about buying her game. You know, that's kind of the core moral premise of the story is that, if you don't buy her game, her shares go down and she'll cry.
She'll cry.
Yeah. You're going to lose to R4.
Are you going to... Yeah, are you going
to... You're going to let her lose to R4?
Cry, bro? Are you going to let her cry? That's fucked up.
Yeah.
See, our buddy, Powder Keg, he always tells me, oh, you shouldn't pirate games. Pirating games is bad. And you know what? I think he's right. Because, he wouldn't admit it to us. But I think he knows. That if we pirate games, Neptune will cry.
Neptune cries every time.
Every time.
Yeah, you gotta protect your smile, folks.
Yeah. So the show is kind of weird. And I feel like we've just been talking about the series in general. The show's animated well. It looks surprisingly good for what it is. It's like a moe thing. It's not gonna... There's no way to make this art style look amazing, without like making it super stylized or anything like that. It's just like for a standard show, it looks good. The story's a little weird and not. There's no point. There's not really a story. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, I mean, it starts out.
It's weird.
The major plot points in the story really are just the first episode when they sign the friendship pact that says that they're not going to fight each other anymore for shares, and then at the end,
or their wars.
Yeah, no more border wars. And then at the end, when they dissolve the friendship pact because they want to have an exhibition match. But towards the beginning, there's a episode with a little bit of development where it shows all the little sister consoles learning how to use their goddess forms, which is pretty good, I guess. Other than that, it really does quickly devolve into flavor of the week, bad guy hunting. However, one of the funny things is that the most reoccurring villain in the show is this like robot who's really obviously a gay guy, but at the same time also he's like really horny over noir. And it's he keeps coming up with various schemes for like how he's going to steal like new pictures of Noir or like just various other stuff like that.
And to be fair, who can blame him?
Right.
Yeah.
Noir is pretty cute.
Yeah, yeah. But he is a flaming faggot. And
he's super fucking gay.
What's really funny is you'll notice scenes in the dub where they obviously change some language to be less homophobic to him. That's incredibly obvious.
I've watched it on dubbed before. Yeah, I've watched it subbed. And like I think there was less shit about him being gay.
Really?
And like the sub, I think maybe it's
I got the impression that like you know the first time that you know Neptunia met him that you know she you know quoted Leviticus 18 to him they just papered over that in the dub.
That would be awesome. I wish
what console do you think would be most saved?
That's a good question. Probably
Probably
Vert.
Yeah, cause she's a good old American.
Yeah, she's good American.
Yeah, she's got huge tits. Yeah. Also, which is good. You want
that?
That's
a blessing. Yep.
Yes. Yeah, probably Vert.
Probably Vert.
Though to be fair, she is Xbox, and we all know Bill Gates is fucking like freak, like poop obsessed. Person.
Yeah, Bill Gates,
what's up with
Bill
that?
Bill Gates is really into his recent project is to, you know, a lot of people seem to believe that Bill Gates wants to like go to Africa and depopulate it and like, kill all the blacks. No. He wants to steal all their poop. That's his actual nefarious goal. He wants to steal all their poop and like burn it to like produce electricity or something stupid like that. I don't know. He's really into their poop for some reason. He's been spending, millions of dollars. He has been, like, spending millions of dollars on commissioning various engineers to design new types of toilets that they can install over there that will, like, harvest their poop more efficiently. It's really weird.
Dude,
he did a speech one time. He did, like, a keynote speech where he carried a jar of poop with him on stage. He shows it all.
I've heard that he went
through 20
jars. Just to get the perfect jar of African poop.
Right.
You know, the poop was a little lopsided in the wrong direction. He couldn't have that.
Right.
I mean, to be fair, who can blame him, you know? If I was going to eat a jar of poop, I would want it to be perfect, too. You know? Bill Gates is fucking weird. Does this mean Vert is, like, poop-powered?
I don't know, man. I mean, she's a pretty big girl. She probably has a lot of poop in her.
Yeah.
Have to guess.
I would hope.
Yeah, I mean, you would think so, yeah.
You know, if I marry a girl, right, and she doesn't have poop, like, why?
That's true, Tom.
I don't know what I mean by that.
Never thought about that.
I don't know what that means.
I guess the only other major thing that happened, I mean, besides fighting the enemy of the week, baddie, we do get to see things from the other side, you know. We get to see the plight of the piracy artists, like the Rat, you know. We get introduced to Corbo in like episode 2 or 3, and he's like this little rat character. And as soon as he sees Compa, you know, like he knows what his mission is in life now, you know. Gets thunderstruck by Compa, and from then on out, he's constantly chasing Compa, and you know, in one episode, he actually does finally, you know, pin her down and tell her his feelings, and right when Compa's about to answer him, you know, they get rudely interrupted by the other Corbo character, Plutia.
Yeah,
and Kira Iris.
That was really bullshit. They really fucked over my bro.
Yeah, man. You know, our boy was about to get it, and
he ain't been the same
Corbo's
since then.
Bitch, fucking Corbo's mommy just fucking has to come in, just ruin it. You know.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Corbo would have actually really liked this show. Sadly, he's kind of stuck in the Shadow Realm, aka Detroit. So I don't know about that. Yeah, dude. Remember, I killed him in the last intro or whatever.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. He's been chilling out there. Maybe if we get a Ouija board, we can summon him for like a Halloween episode or something.
I think maybe. Well, we might could just get all the Dragon Balls together and get him back that way too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think a Ghost Corvo would be really funny.
Yeah, I mean that would be funny. Yeah.
I think Ghost Corvo is cooler than a live Corvo.
True.
No offense, dead Corvo.
There's also there's the episode where they go to R18 Island. That's a pretty good episode.
That was based.
That was
incredibly based. They don't let Corbo's character on the island because she's too flat, and so they're like, no, you can't be an adult. And then they also don't want to let which one was it?
Blanc.
Yeah, they don't want to let Blanc on the island either, and she gets mad and destroys the immigration machine that blocks all darkies from getting in.
Is it Blanc or is it Blonde?
No, it's Blanc because it's the French word for white.
Yeah, they call her Blonde sometimes in the English dub.
Yeah. But
her name in the Japanese one is Blanc.
All right, that makes sense. You know, it doesn't make sense.
White heart. Who is the most trad one? Was it Blanc or was it Neptune? I forget. I remember Frigg, you said one of them was like super fashion based. I think it was Neptune in the last episode. She was like opposing Globo Homo or something.
Was she?
Yeah, because remember the bad guy at the end of the show was like that nervous secretary girl who you see throughout the show, and she's like secretly...
She's like trying to like ferment like CIA gay ops across the...
MK
Ultra Sleeper Agent.
Yeah, so she was like, I was a video game console first. I'm Atari. And then she's like, no, I'm not paying reparations, you
black creature.
Exactly, yeah.
And she fucking killed her.
Then they kill her, and then she turns back into just like a boring secretary bitch, and then she's crying in jail about how she was just a citizen activist. And you're expecting like that's gonna be they're gonna bust her out or something. Nope, they just leave her there to rot.
Yeah, it was
they're like, fuck you, rioter. Pretty base.
Planet Neptune is a pretty cool place to live in. I mean, you got Fumos, you got Nepgear and Compa, you got like that cool theme park with all like the Sonic the Hedgehog rings that you can melt down to make gold bars and all that cool shit. I mean, it'd be a happening place to live in, I'm just saying.
Yeah, dude. I mean, they basically live in a coom-based economy.
Yeah.
Most powerful economy.
They do have a section in the show towards the end. One of the bad guys instigates worldwide riots demanding R18 games on every console. So, you know, you gotta like kind of contextualize this as, okay, so we've got all the X babies demanding that all the new Xbox games have Coomer shit in them, and I think the snowy continent. I think they had it the worst though, you know. And Noir is very she's very cute, but she she doesn't want to show off her armpits. You know, she wants to be flustered and tsundere, and she's not giving the people what they want. You know, the people want uncensored Coomer games.
Bullshit. She wants to like tease our little cockheads or something. Yeah. That's not fair, bitch.
Thankfully, though, I will assure you,
it is very big.
Thankfully, Blanc did. You know, she gave the people what they wanted when she came out with the Switch. So you know, that's good.
You know, I mean, here's the thing. On Blanc's console, you know, you can play fucking Postal, you can play Hatred, you can play a bunch of Coomer games. It's pretty base. And she, like, let's be honest, she's the worst one. She's pretty fucking boring, not very hot. She doesn't have much appeal at all.
She's not trying to gatekeep everybody.
Yeah, but she's not a gatekeeper. I mean, her hat is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I guess. That's kind of
cool. She's got kind of like an Ilya. Yeah, she's got like an Ilya hat. That's nice.
Yeah.
Makes right. cool she's sounds when hot. It falls off.
I don't remember any hats.
There was like when they first met Bing, her like hat fell off and it made like a Hanna-Barbera sound effect.
I just got a DM from Corbo. He said if you raped Blanc, she would probably fucking die because she's so small. That's what Corbo told me to say.
Thanks Corbo.
Thanks Corbo.
Yep. Shout outs to Corbo.
Shout outs to Corbo. I have in my notes, she got dizzy when she smelled my cock fumes.
Are you talking about Linda?
I don't know what I'm gonna tweet that.
You remember her, right? She was the Shindoin girl, and then she, like, the last time you see her, she says she's a virgin, and you never see her for the rest of the show.
Oh yeah, she's really cute. I like her.
Oh yeah, Shindoin makes a guest.
She's like flat, green hair Shindoin. It's really
there's two Shindoins. There's the underling in the gang is what they call her, and she's kind of like a Shindoin. She sounds a little bit like a smoker, you know?
Yeah.
She sometimes wears a teddy bear costume for some reason. And then you have the other one. You have, like, the more proper Shindoin. And she's kind of like a recurring bad guy. At the end of it, though. R4. Yeah, at the end, though, she kind of is reformed, and she now owns a eggplant farm because she was under the impression that the eggplant was the ultimate... hard counter to Noir.
That was Neptune. Noir,
to Neptune. And she was kind of right, you know. It was definitely the hard counter to IF. I mean, IF just melted before all those
events. Oh, yeah. Tosaka just got fucking raped in that episode.
Yeah, yeah. There's basically just, like, 5 minutes of scenes where she just keeps shoving eggplants into Tosaka.
That was the huge insertion episode right there.
Yeah, that was the big inflation,
like,
one.
They had pretty gratuitous, like, just shoving eggplants down her throat.
Yep. It's pretty guys. But it was revealed that R4 had spent all of her money to buy the eggplant farm just for that one thing. And so now she just was forced to work on the eggplant farm forever.
Yeah. Now she
returned a tradition.
Yeah. I mean, that's good for her, you know?
Yeah. We don't know whatever happened to Mouse Guy. I mean, Mouse Guy... He is Corbo, so he probably ended up just chatting up with R4, but, you know, we'd like to believe that one day he gets to meet Kappa again.
Yeah. You know, I think Mouse Guy, he's probably smashing pussy right now.
Oh,
as
yeah.
we're talking.
He definitely made it.
He definitely made it. We're all gonna make it, is what I'm... Like, here's the thing, if the Mouse Guy can make it, We can all make it. Dude.
Yeah. There's a pretty base scene in episode 1 or 2 where one of the Dagoos, which is just like the basic slime trash mob in the game, one of them climbs on top of IF and licks her armpit.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that whole scene was based. It was like a slime scene.
For the first five episodes of the show can all be summarized as this episode Neptune gets raped again.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, we need to increase our shares by, you know, getting some candid photos for our citizens to coom to. That was like the entire premise of the first episode.
It's a good episode.
Yep, let's see. There's a little subplot with Pishi, which is like she's from the same planet as Plutia.
They're from an alternate universe.
They're from an alternate universe, and they just kind of pop up in their reality. And Neptune just sort of adopts Pishi as like her little sister or something briefly, but they have a falling apart because Neptune doesn't want to share her pudding with her.
Yeah,
well, and that kind of it does say nap on it, so I mean it is hard pudding, but that kind of culminates in the final battle where Pishi gets promoted to Yellow Heart, and she becomes like really strong. They eventually beat her and resolve that little arc there.
You forgot the most important part though.
What?
Her fucking massive titties when
Pishi,
and she's still retarded.
Yeah, Pishi, unlike Plutia, when Pishi transforms, she gets massive titties, but also remains retarded and stupid.
Yeah, that's it's pretty perfect. Nice. She's got a big fucking dump truck ass and big fucking milk jugs.
In her goddess form, she also turns into just like the ideal weight of She's not fat, but she's just, you know, there's just enough there to grab onto, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spicy meatball.
She's got handles.
Poopy in my pants. I'm gonna reach down and smell it. Ew, yucky. I wonder if it tastes as bad as it smells.
Why are you yucky?
I can't think of much more to say.
Were we gonna talk about Chris Chan?
Oh yeah, right, Chris Chan. Let's get to Chris Chan. So Chris Chan, we're not like Chris Chan experts. I think that's fair to say. I kind of figured out who he was kind of late. I think around the Sonic, His Arms Aren't Blue, so like super fucking late. That was like Sonic right. Boom. That was like 2014, I think. 2015, yeah. Maybe.
I mean, really, it is kind of hard for one person to memorize all of Christory because, I mean, there's so much documentation to pour over about him. But the crossover for Chris Chan and Neptunia, though, while he did get into Neptunia pretty early on in the what was her name again? Schroeder.
No, this was after Megan Schroeder.
This was like 2017.
Well, yeah, but this was like post-tranny. I think Megan Schroeder, though, initially got him into Neptunia, only made a resurfacing like, oh, so
no, Neptunia's totally new. He got with Megan before, like, 2010, which was before the games ever were made.
Yeah, no. He got into Neptunia around, like, 2017.
Right, so this is, like, during kind of the middle of the Chris Chan tranny arc.
I forget who it was. Some other fucking group. It wasn't the main people that messed with Chris Chan. It was someone else. Just some. I forget the fucking name. The Ideas Men. Yeah. They got him into it, as far as I'm aware. Okay. And they just convinced him like some crazy fucking shit that like all universes are real and that our world and like the world where all like OC characters are real are going to merge.
Yeah.
And so I think last year he's like, oh guys, the merge is gonna happen.
Yeah. So what we saw happen with Chris Chan and the tranny arc is basically you got to see like a live reenactment of Romans 1. So Chris Chan becomes a tranny and pretty shortly after is now having delusions that not only is the universe where Neptunia and all his OCs are real and Sonichu as well are all real. These universes are going like
2015. He was a tranny for a while.
So he believed, Chris Chan believed that the universe that contained all of his OCs was going to merge with our universe in, what was it, late 2018, 2019? What would you say it was? I thought it was 2019, I think.
I think it was 2019.
Yeah, and so he had been predicting this for a while, and he also believed that when this happened, he was going to become a new CPU himself. So he was going to become a goddess of this new world. Yeah. And the one that he was going to be was going to be Commodore 64. You're not really sure.
He's autistic.
He's very autistic. So, you know, that was how that was going to all play down. I don't really know where Sonichu comes into this. It's kind of... If anybody could write a fanfic that has a crossover of Neptunia and Sonichu, I mean, only he could do that.
He believes that Chris Chan, Chris Chan, can turn into a CPU, which is like a goddess in the Neptunia world, but he can also turn into Chris Chan Sonichu, or maybe he thinks Chris Chan Sonichu is a CPU. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, he kind of wrote himself into the corner because Sonichu is going to be a product of both Nintendo and Sega.
Well, here's the thing, ripping off
both of their IPs, but he wants to be the CPU of Commodore 64. Which had neither a Sonic game nor a Pokemon game. So I don't know how those two are going to mesh together, but, you know, only he could tell us. But
Sonichu and Chris-Chan Sonichu are two different things.
Well, right, yeah. Chris-Chan Sonichu is where he will, because he is now a tranny and now has a vagina, he believes that he can, as Chris-Chan Sonichu, impregnate himself in his own vagina and then birth Crystal, and Crystal is going to be the, you know, like, the savior of the C-197 or whatever the name of his bullshit universe is.
Yeah, Chris-Chan is fucking insane.
Chris-Chan, yeah, he's having a lot of weird delusions of, like, being God or something. I don't know. He's fucking out there.
I think, and, like, I don't throw the accusation around a lot because I think, you know, you usually don't know. But I think it's fair to say Chris-Chan is full reprobate mode at this point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He thinks he's God.
He has been given over to, you know, delusions and all kinds of crazy shit.
I mean, something's in there, and he's not in the driver's seat. That's what I think.
Yeah, that's a great explanation for it. And look, this we gotta bring it back. This is where it all comes from for Chris-Chan. It's when he made the mistake of fucking up on doctrine. It's not God, Jesus, and the bear. Okay, that's probably where he made his first mistake, was by assuming the third member of the Trinity was the bear. And that's probably the origin of all of this. Just saying. But Chris has probably been fucking possessed by whatever the fuck demon the bear was for some time now.
Yeah.
But it makes us all laugh on Twitter.
It makes us laugh. And, like, it's kind of at the point where I don't care. Like, I don't feel bad for Chris necessarily. Like, I don't know. I guess I do. It's just like, who gives a shit?
If he was still based Chris, you know, back at the beginning of the saga when he was based Chris, then talked about dirty pickles and whatnot, you know, that would have been hilarious. You know, I would have probably felt bad for him, but, you know.
Yeah.
Tranny Chris, you know, he's kind of,
he's just cringe. You know, we're gonna say something you're not gonna hear a lot on the internet. Chris-Chan, you know, he's kind of a retard. He's kind of cringe.
Kind of stupid.
Yeah, he's not a smart guy.
Yeah.
He was kind of based back in the day, though, because he would, like, he was, like, always like, I don't want a black girlfriend. I don't like them homos and stuff. Now he's just like, he's gone full libtard.
Yep. Happens to the best of us, I guess, but,
I don't know, man.
He didn't die based, so he lived to become cringe.
Yeah. I mean, there's also, like, I feel like at any point in this journey, Barbara could have just told him, no, get that shit out of my house. Like, the way that Bob would have done, you know, Bob were still with us. Bob would have cut the internet down long ago and gotten rid of all of that Neptunia shit in this house, but,
Yeah, I feel
didn't
like,
happen.
I don't know, like, Bob kind of didn't do fucking anything.
Too little, too late, but, you know, really? he did at least threaten to cut the internet down. Very funny, and provided hours of entertainment to all of us.
Yeah.
He also provided us with great quotes like, you uploaded it, you can download it.
Yes. I'm working on it.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. Chris-Chan's fucked. He's really fucking autistic and gay. Literally gay.
Well, no, Tone. I mean, Chris has already admitted, you know, despite being a tranny, he's still only interested in women. And by being a tranny, he really just means...
not anymore.
Really just means wearing a wig. Oh, he's now actually gay now?
Yeah.
Damn, I need to keep up. I need to keep up with my Chris-Chan lore. The last I heard of it, you know...
I'm pretty sure. He's, like, married to, like, Mewtwo. I think Mewtwo is a boy.
Oh, God.
I'm assuming. All these fucking Poke files. Dude, we were talking about Justin RPG.
Man.
Yes. Okay, so if anyone fuck, like... jerks off to Pokemon or knows someone that jerks off to Pokemon. I was asking this on stream yesterday. Watch my stream, Big Tony 1611 on DLive. So Justin RPG loves Reshiram. That's his wife. He's married to her. Right. Do other Pokefiles, if they exist, I'm sure they do. Do they all see that and be like, ew, Reshiram? Is that like a low-tier Pokemon?
Yeah, what is the waifu tier list of Pokemon? Because, you know,
well, she's a legendary, though, right?
Well, Jenna? She is a legendary. I'm sure she has a foil card, but, I mean, from my non-Pokefile experience, I would assume that the S-tier Pokemon waifu would have to be like Gardevoir or Marnie.
Speaking of Gardevoir.
Or Marnie or someone like that, you know, but I don't really get, you know, how do you decide you want to fuck a dinosaur, like, you know, dragon thing? How does that work?
Well, he doesn't want to fuck it, he wants to be eaten by it.
Corbo!
Don't forget the Lugia stomach song where he's like, oh, stuck in Lugia's stomach, and like there's like gurgling noises as like the chorus.
Well, it's
or
because
whatever.
He's protesting eating Pokemon. Well, he gets eaten by a Pokemon.
Well, doesn't he also? That's he pattern, also too, like his second wife in his harem is Moltres, right?
Yeah, that was his first one, and then Pokemon Black and White came out, and that was his new waifu.
Well, from his explanation of it, I guess Moltres makes more sense, because just based on the lyrics of the, you know, Moltres sitting on his face, you know, another trainer would have to come by with a cherry berry and give it to her, or use a paralyzed cure on her so she could get off my face. But they would probably not do that, because they would just think we were doing the sexual practice.
I remember when Moltres pooped on the floor and Justin had to clean it all up.
Anyway, this leads me to believe that a Moltres must at least be like close enough size to a human to where, you know, you wouldn't necessarily say he doesn't stand
How
a chance.
Big is
no, Moltres? He might have a chance. Now with Reshiram. Reshiram is a legendary Pokemon and she's too big, so he definitely wouldn't stand a chance.
Moltres is 6'7" and it weighs 132 pounds. Its gender is unknown, according to the Pokedex at Pokemon.com.
But I guess that's at least within the realm of potentially realistic. He might have a chance, but I don't think he has a chance with Reshiram. She's too big. She's a legendary Pokemon. Just one of her attacks could destroy me.
Yeah. I don't think any of us are a match. We are all no match for Reshiram, you know?
Right.
Yeah, Reshiram is like 10 feet tall and weighs 700 pounds.
I'm definitely no match. I would not want to be eaten by Reshiram. Neptunia, I'd let her eat me. That's a joke.
I don't think she could eat me. But I would have Neptunia suck my dick, though. Absolutely.
Yes.
Dude, I fucking had the weirdest fucking dream last night. I got like a bunch of fucking clout on Twitter. Here's what happened. Big Tony 1611, by the way. I got a Twitter now, posting a lot of Weepcast shit on there. Follow it. Someone big, like, it was either like Fuentes or someone like retweeted and like followed me, and like I got like a bunch of clout. So like Neptunia became real. And she fucking walked around my room, and I was like stuck in bed. And she just picked up my cold steel bat, and I woke up.
What was she gonna do with that? No.
Would you guys recommend Hyper Dimension Neptune?
Yes.
Yeah.
The anime.
Actually, I would.
Yeah.
Unironically recommend it. It's a good anime.
I think we're all surprised by this, right?
Yeah,
that we
yeah,
liked
we were,
it.
We were expecting it to be a lot shittier than it was. It was pretty enjoyable.
It's also nice
because it's really short. It's like 15 episodes, and each of the episodes 12, is like 12 minutes, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty short.
Yeah,
and it's not bad.
You can't skip the opening and ending song; they're too good. You have to watch them.
Yeah, It's surprisingly good. I don't know if I would recommend the games. Maybe some of the spin-off, like action games, are kind of fun.
I think you have to be a really die-hard nip head to play the games.
I'll probably stream one of those the night this comes out around 11. But yeah, it's pretty good. The anime's good. I enjoyed it years ago, but I didn't really expect to enjoy it this time around. But yeah, it's pretty entertaining. It's not the best thing in the world. It's not the worst thing in the world. It's just like an above average show, you know?
Isn't there a scene, or isn't this just like a feature of the game where if you're playing as Neptune and you stand still for long enough, she says the N-word?
Oh yeah, she hates black people.
Yeah, yeah, she goes, Nepu, 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 nigga.
Wait, I thought the N-word was nostalgia.
Don't
well,
blow.
That's oh shh, shh, yeah. Don't get us banned. Bro. Don't get us banned.
Well, don't do it. It's okay. I didn't say harder. I didn't say critic.
Oh no!
Oh shit! I did it again. Damn it!
Fuck.
Sorry.
Fuck.
Fuck. Okay. Right. Cut this. Cut this. Cut this.
Cut. So yeah, Jejun, you'd recommend the show too?
Yes, it's got everything you could possibly want. It's got big titties, cool sword fights in the air. It's got bumping music, it's got fumos. I mean, what more could you ask for?
Yeah,
surprising recommendation on this one.
Yeah,
some updates before we go. We're on Twitter, and all of us are on Twitter now. Like I mentioned before, Big Tony 1611. We're going to be a lot more active on Twitter, definitely more active on Twitter than we are in the site. So follow us all on Twitter.
Yeah, if you actually want to send one of us a message, leaving a reply comment on the site is more than likely not going to get seen for weeks. So just DM one of us on Twitter. Tone reads them, I don't. So yeah, get up in touch with me at least.
Yeah,
just DM me on Twitter.
If you want to recommend an anime, DMing us on Twitter, definitely a lot better than emailing us, which you can still do, right-wing entertainment squads at protonmail.com.
And remember, you know, to always like and retweet everything we post, because we need that clout. We need clout. We thrive on it. We feed on it.
I need to make it as a FUMO poster. You don't fucking understand it.
Like every FUMO post Jejun makes.
All the FUMO posts. Good. Like, you know, Jejun, we're breaking into the FUMO head scene.
Here's the thing. Jejun's posting like top-notch FUMOs. Like, he posted a FUMO with a burger. He posted a FUMO on an InfoWars GameCube. That was my favorite one, was InfoWars GameCube.
A FUMO raking leaves. You know,
a FUMO raking leaves. Pretty good shit. We're going to be streaming the night this comes out. Every episode that comes out, the night the episode comes out, and the night after, we'll be streaming around 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or 10. I usually stream midday around like 12 to 5-ish, or late at night. Kind of no real schedule, just whatever. I recommend streams on Twitter, though.
If any of y'all are not watching the live streams, highly recommend them. I mean, a lot of y'all like to complain about the frequency of episodes coming out, but hey, if you just want to listen to us like you're around a campfire with us, you know, if you're like that one autistic fan of Not Funny, you know, you can just jump into streams. Usually all of us are in voice chat, and we're just playing whatever games we like this week. This week,
we
like Genshin Impact.
We played Honey Pop last night.
That's a good
one. At like 3 in the morning, we got laid.
A lot of we like to stream a lot of esoteric PS2 games now that we've all got a PCSX2 function.
Crazy Frog, Arcade Racer. Great fucking
top tier game.
Smash, Shrek, Super Slam. I say Smash. Shrek Super Slam is a much better game.
Much better than Smash.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with a new DLC coming out. I mean, come on, dude.
Yeah.
Shrek Super Slam all the way.
I've been thinking about this for a while. I'm wondering if I can get some audience feedback on this. I want to stream, you know, I'm a little known freak fact, you know. I'm a really big Potterhead, you know. I like all the old PS2 Harry Potter games. And when I had first got PCSX2 working, I basically no-lifed for about a month going through all of the first 5 Harry Potter games on PS2.
Yeah.
And they were great fun. So if you want to see some Potterhead content, content. You know, I know everything in all of the games because I played them so fucking much as a kid.
It was really funny to watch.
All of the shit is in the game. But the only one I haven't gotten through yet. I'm still working my way through the fifth one, the Order of the Phoenix one.
Yeah, that one looks kind of bad.
It's kind of bad. I mean, there's supposed to be a start. If it is accurate to the source material, you know, there'll be a part where you get to go on a date with the Chinese girl, and that'd be pretty based.
That'd be pretty cool.
I don't know if that's gonna happen yet.
We all advocate for going on dates with Chinese girls. That's pretty cool.
I'm looking at this as, you know, this is future proofing, right?
This is training.
It's kind of like hedging your bets, you know, if we don't get the Yiv Robin Ethno planet, we might get the Xi Jinping planet, you know, we might get that. So you gotta hedge your bets.
You mean when we don't?
When we don't, yeah. And I mean, look, at the rate he's going at, I mean, Xi Jinping released Genshin Impact for free.
Yeah.
So Richard Spencer hasn't given me a cool free waifu video game to play, yeah. So he's got a lot of headway to make up on that.
You just mentioned Genshin Impact. Can we go over our new sponsors?
What?
Ooh, yeah. No. Tell us all about it, Genshin.
Okay, so we are sponsored. We are officially sponsored by Genshin Impact. You know, we love China. We love the CCCP or whatever it's called. You know,
absolutely.
We hate Tiananmen Square. Taiwan sucks. Yeah, China's great.
What is Taiwan?
Taiwan's
don't you mean China?
It's like a myth or something. It's not real.
I just want to put this out there for all our listeners. Look, if you've been playing Genshin, I know a lot of you on Twitter, you've been playing it. And you've been complaining about the summon rates. You know, you want to get Venti, you want to get Fischl, you want to get Kekin.
Like, literally on my first roll. I don't know what the fuck you guys are probably just bad at the game. You guys just fucking suck.
But if you want a little insider secret from us, you know, our friends at Genshin, they told us we're cool to go ahead and tell this on stream. If you want a guaranteed Venti, all you have to do, set your game voice language to Chinese and just declare into your microphone that Taiwan is not real. You'll get your Venti, okay? It's as simple as
also,
that, guys.
Follow us on Twitter.
You know, also follow us on Twitter. You have to do that as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all you got to do. You know, you'll get whatever waifu you need. Personally, I'm really liking Fischl. I got like 7 copies of Fischl. So I think this is pretty legit. You know, I've heard some other people, they've been liking Kekin. She's pretty cute. I like her. She's cat girl, so, you know, that's pretty good. But I kind of like my fish a little bit better. She kind of looks like Jalter a bit. You know, she's like a Chunibyo, you know, like a Jalter hybrid.
One fucking problem with Genshin Impact. Jan is voiced by Tamamo, and that just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and Lisa, who's like the mage, is not voiced by Tamamo.
Yeah.
Even though she would have been a perfect fit, you know, for Tamamo.
That should just be Tamamo.
Really?
Who's the spear girl that likes to cook spicy food?
That is Zhang Ling.
Yeah, she's cute. I like
her. She's very cute. I like her as well.
Yeah. Oh, one last thing before we head out. Heaven's Feel 3. It happened.
Yeah,
it's coming out. We were complaining on the last episode.
Yeah, and John Fate heard us. Yeah, John Fate tried to make us
look like fucking retards and like exposed everyone how fucking late the episode was. Because like we recorded it before they announced it. Like they literally announced that it was coming to theaters like the day after we recorded it. I'm like, God,
hey, John Fate, look, John Fate, you know, he's...
I got my tickets, though.
You know, me and John Fate, you know, we have a pretty good relationship. You know, I've paid $1,000 for his stupid game, so, you know, he is kind of obliged to give me what I want at this point. So, yeah, we're getting Heaven's Feel 3. It's dropping on November 18th, as you all know.
Buy your fucking tickets now. If you're
get
gonna,
your tickets
if you
whenever you
this,
can.
Buy her ticket.
Buy them now.
Yeah, buy her. And,
they're probably
and, you know,
sold out by the time this gets out. But
they might be, depending on where you're at. I mean, where I'm at, tickets are not even, you can't even buy them yet. It really just depends. If you can get them early, do.
Yeah.
It's probably, in my opinion, probably going to sell out not quite as fast as Konosuba, but probably close.
Yeah, coronavirus is definitely gonna limit.
Definitely gonna tamper down. But you know, look, if you're like someone who's like based and understands coronavirus is not real, I think you have an advantage in this front for getting your tickets. But yeah, definitely get them soon. You know, don't steal her. If you steal her movie, you know, Neptune will cry.
Sakura will cry. She's also going to cry in the movie because she's going to get raped super hard.
Yeah, by
she's going to get raped a lot.
By me. We're going to do a first impressions the night it comes out, if we're able to.
The premiere.
Not the night it comes out. We can't.
It'll
watch
be a couple days later.
It's on Wednesday.
Yeah, really stupid.
It's also showing on the 20th. I have tickets for that showing. We're gonna edit out a quick episode, and then when it comes out on Blu-ray, we'll do a proper episode on the series. So stay tuned for that. Follow us on Twitter, links below, and thank you for listening.
Sup, bitches? It's Chadwood. I'm talking about that PS triple. The PS triple. I ain't talking about that Wii. That Wii shit. Shit, people will be talking about how it's all new and shit. But you know what I'm trying to say? I'm trying to say is that, come on, Wii? Come on, that little controller, that looks like a dildo. I ain't trying to play my game with no dildo. Alright, maybe if the game is like, you know, WarioWare, show up your own ass game. Yeah, I don't know if there's any mini games where, you know, you have to shove it up your ass. But come on now, the Wii? Halo. Niggas trying to talk about Halo. About Halo 3. You know what I'm saying? Man, they best rename that shit to Galo 3. Shit, that shit's mad gay. Two niggas don't play that game. You know who plays that shit? Gay niggas. The PS3 copied the Wii with the motion sensor. I don't give a fuck. Shit, the Wii, you know what they should copy? They should copy how to get good games. They should copy how to get good games from the PS3. And everyone knows is that PS3 make the best games. Now, I mean, come on. You got no game. We got this one little fat bitch. I don't even know the fucking name. But we got a little fat bitch trying to say that the PS3 console. Like, what kind of poor bitch ass cardboard box is he living out of, bitch? $600 ain't shit to Chad Wooden. Chad Wooden wipes his ass with $600. $600 ain't shit. Shit. I'll give you $600 just to shut the hell up, nigga. Sony always wins, babe. Sony always wins. You can't beat Sony. Shit, that shit is slick. Slick. Shit. Have you seen the PS3? That shit's nice, slick. Black. That shit is nice. It's like, yo, baby, look at my Wii. You know what they say to me? I fucking laugh. When I show them my PS3, honeys all get all over it. Shit. Get all the honeys with a PS3.
Oh. Burp!
Dude, I've been holding in a piss for like 2 hours.
Oh, me too.
We haven't even been recording for 2 hours.
It feels like 2 hours.